Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Why have I asked my electrician I found on Angie.com to bury my pet hamster Nibbles in our yard for me? Because I was so moved by how carefully he buried my electrical wires, I knew I could trust him to bury my sweet Nibbles after his untimely end.
Huh, Nibbles. Gone too soon. May he scurry in peace.
Hey, sorry about your pet, but I just wire stuff.
Nibbles would have loved you like a brother.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
Nobody brags about their car's resale value at a dinner party. Nobody posts about it on social media. It's not the reason you fall in love with a vehicle. But 5 years in, it's one of the clearest signs that you made the right decision. And Toyota makes that choice easy. For 6 consecutive years, Toyota has been named the best resale value brand by Kelley Blue Book. And many Toyota models, like the Camry, Tacoma, and 4Runner, are best in their class according to KBB. Because Toyota doesn't just build vehicles for the moment. They build for the miles ahead, which is something every Toyota owner can appreciate. So stop by your local Toyota dealer and enjoy the affordability of a great deal today, plus the value that lasts long after your purchase. Shop Toyota.com to find out more. Vehicles projected resale value and best resale value awards are specific to the 2026 model year. For more information, visit Kelley Blue Book's KBB.com. Toyota, let's go places.
Welcome back, guys. DGS. Happy Friday. 104.1 FM KMOX. You can still listen to 1120, especially if you're out of town. If you're in town, 104.1 is clearly superior. The Odyssey app is great. Crystal clear sound. You can pause it. You can rewind it, which I hate. You can do all sorts of stuff. You can podcast the show as we get a couple million downloads every year. We thank you for that. So as I told you yesterday when we had Mike Elam on, that in addition to the think tank, we are adding in 2 hits per week to talk to our political guys, and we're keeping it as fair as we possibly can. So Mike's about as conservative as you can get. Alvin, I don't know. I'd say you're just like a common sense Democrat.
Yeah, I've got to say I'm a true moderate Democrat.
Yeah,
we're out there.
Yeah,
we're the majority of the party.
Yeah,
right,
you think
exactly.
So?
Oh, absolutely.
So this is a great place for jumping off. I don't know what I am anymore. I truly, truly don't. For years and years and years, when I was on 97.1, I would introduce myself as a moderate Republican. I wasn't Tea Party. Then MAGA came along, and I knew it wasn't that. But I can't really say I'm a moderate Democrat, although I might be. Like, it's weird not knowing what you are, because it's all... It'd be like if Christianity had this giant shuffle. And it's like, well, we still kind of believe in Jesus, but we kind of also believe in this over here. Like, you wouldn't know what you were anymore.
Well, I think that's true for most of the, you know, electorate out there, in that the idea where you can say, like, well, I am a Republican on this issue, but most issues I'm Democratic. It's like no one wants to say those words out loud. And, I don't have to tell you, that's the problem with the country right now.
Yeah.
It's just people just ignore what their true feelings are on issues, because they feel as though if I give in on this issue to the other side will just, you know, swamp the whole thing.
So my friend Andrew is a true blue liberal, mm-hmm. and we have debates about what the Democratic Party should do. And a Bernie Sanders AOC ticket has caught fire, and people are all jazzed up about this. And I said, it's the worst thing they could do. They got to move farther to the middle if they have any chance at all, because the country hates wokeness. You disagree?
Yeah, I think they tried to go more to the middle on this last election, and I think it really crashed and burned.
Yeah, so he's saying that's okay. He doesn't have headphones. He's saying that the mistake they made was trying to be Republican light.
Yeah, and I disagree. Okay, I think that the best thing that could be done is to, you know, take advantage of where the, you know, midterms are going to be, and then find other moderate candidates to fill even more gaps 2 years from that, and especially like in the White House. I don't think that America is really enjoying what's going on in America right now. And so take advantage of that by just now you be the, I don't want to say common sense, but more toward the middle.
Yeah, be more the grown up.
Yeah, exactly. And yeah. I think that's the strategy. And I think that is going to, I think that's going to happen.
So I don't like a lot of Donald Trump's policies, but, and I don't say it to be performative or I hope everyone likes me, but I do say that I root for him. I'd rather him be right about tariffs and make some great global deal. And 6 months from now, my 401k is fatter than it's ever been. I don't think that's going to happen. Do you have similar thoughts and feelings about that? Or are you honest enough to just say, I hope he crashes and burns?
Well, let's bring it. Okay. Put it this way. Let's go locally. All right. I don't want the new mayor to fail. I'm not going to sit around and just try to nitpick and just, I'm just going to be the nemesis to the new mayor because I didn't like the way that the election went down. That doesn't benefit anyone. Now, I think that Donald Trump is a different kind of thing because I really don't think Donald Trump has any idea what he's doing. I honestly think Donald Trump is just kind of a, I don't even know what word to use. It's like, it really is narcissism at its highest level. And as long as he's doing what he wants to do and, you know, and the whole place is in flames, he doesn't care. As long as you're talking about Donald Trump, what Donald Trump is doing. And I think that's what makes him different. It's like, I'm not sitting around waiting for, you know, rooting for Donald Trump to fail. I'm rooting for Donald Trump to, like, man, either wise up or stop it or he's put it this way. He's not a conservative terror. He's not a liberal terror. He's just a terror to the American way of life.
Do you have real fears that Donald Trump could be changing America for a long time, if not for good? For example, if the courts who continue to go against him in most of these cases and continue to demand things of his administration, at some point, they're flirting with just saying, no, we're not going to do what the courts say. If he does that, do you fear that could really remake the three co-equal branches of government?
No, I think where we're going at right now, that people still feel as though like the Supreme Court is telling you can't do that, and you have to do this, then you have to follow that, or else you are lawless. I don't think any other Republican could have, let the January 6th folks loose. Okay, I don't think anybody else could have done that except for Donald Trump. So I think whoever's thinking that they're going to be the next Donald Trump and they're running for president, they're going to find out that a lot of the people who vote for Donald Trump simply aren't going to be even involved anymore.
Interesting.
They got what they wanted, which was Donald Trump reelected. And I really don't even think they're that much into politics or either way. They just wanted Donald Trump to be the president. And now when he is not the president, I don't think anybody else could say, like, I'm the next Donald Trump. There is not going to be another Donald Trump.
Similarly, Steve Bannon was recently on Bill Maher, and he said, on the afternoon of January 20th of 29, whatever it is, Donald Trump will be the president. He will get a third term.
He won't.
You don't spend any time?
Absolutely, positively not. No, because then we're not the United States of America any longer. That's over. I don't know what country we will be, but we would not be the United States of America. That's not going to happen. It's just not going to happen. That's nonsense.
Kev, do you have worries, or do you just feel like the grown-ups will take over?
Well, I always keep thinking that. My biggest worry in general is just I think I'm trying to think of the way that Mike put it yesterday, Mike Allen, was they're always pushing the boundaries. That's what worries me, is they push the boundaries on everything. And I don't like this trend that's been going on for 30 years where we've been giving more and more power to the executive. Like, this has been going on for a long time. This is the bigger version of it, right? They keep pushing. We're going to ignore the Supreme Court on this particular thing. We're going to do this. We're going to do that. But those same things, the use of executive orders, happened under Joe Biden. The same thing happened Trump the first time, and it happened with Obama, and it happened with George W. Bush, and it happened with Bill Clinton. We've been gradually building to that point where this branch of the three is now more powerful than the other two, and that's not how it's supposed to be. That's my worry. My worry is we keep giving the executive too much power. We keep pushing the boundaries of what they're allowed to do. So instead of passing laws for immigration, we're just going to do an executive order. Instead of passing laws for tariffs, we're going to just do everything by executive order. That's the wrong process for this country. That's not what our Constitution says we're supposed to do.
I'll be honest with you. I don't blame Donald Trump. I blame Congress.
Well, I blame him and I blame everybody else. Like, just because you think you can push the limits doesn't mean you should. Right? I mean, just the example. If I felt like I could get away with knocking someone down in the hallway, would that make it okay for me to do it?
Or
Is it Andrew?
It depends. All right.
So, but I do blame everybody else for abdicating their power. You cannot just allow any branch to deteriorate. And I'll be curious to see if the Supreme Court essentially ends up eventually defending itself and saying, listen, man, this we are an equal branch. The Supreme Court and the legislative branches are equal to the executive. Period, the end. That's what the Constitution says.
Yeah, and meanwhile, Congress, you have to be minority party, majority party, say, all right, this is in violation of not necessarily, you know, the Constitution, but the orders or the branches of government. You can't ignore us on any issue. It's funny, my wife and I were just talking about this, about the whole, I'm going to stand up and I'm going to vote against this. Okay. All right. I live in rural Missouri, a rural part of any state, and I want to keep my rural hospital open. And if we keep making these dramatic cuts to Medicaid and all that, we're going to lose our hospital. You should be able to go back to the district that you represent and say, like, this is not about Donald Trump. This is not about Republicans. This is not about Democrats. This is about keeping our rural hospital open so we don't have to drive 90 miles to go to the hospital if there's a serious injury or something like that. That should win the day. If it doesn't and you lose your election, then you just become a conservative activist or Republican activist or something where you're still stumping for the values that you need for your constituency. You're just not doing it from Washington, D.C. I don't get Ann Wagner, okay? I just don't. I feel as though, like, is she so in love with being a congresswoman that she's just rubber stamping everything that's going on where I honestly don't believe that she believes in most of it. I could be wrong, but that's just my thoughts on that. She's one where, yeah, I said, like, would you lose your seat if you said, like, now this is just some nonsense. We ain't rounding up people off the street and sending them out of the country and they haven't done anything wrong. That's not right. Now, would she lose her seat if she did that? I don't think so. So why doesn't she just step up and say that?
Well, did you see what Murkowski said? She gave she was doing a town hall. And she looked screwed up. Yeah. She looked like someone, and I'm not exaggerating, who had been held hostage.
Yes, and that's what sparked the conversation between my wife and I, because she asked me, did I see, and I had not.
Yeah.
But that's what began the conversation, okay, that we just had this morning.
Wheels, did you see this?
I saw what she said.
Yeah, Murkowski, Rach, basically said, I'm afraid. I'm afraid to use my voice because retribution and retaliation is real, mm-hmm, and we are all afraid. Mm-hmm. And I was thinking, hey, I feel for you, but this may not be the right job for you anymore, mm, if that's how you really feel.
Right, and if enough of you get together, then that won't happen.
Right. It's like a children's fable.
Yeah.
What's going on?
Yes.
It's like how you teach kindergarten kids about morality and what's right and wrong.
Yeah. Well, at some point, you have to say to yourself, this is wrong. And I've got to stand up for what is right. I mean, the things I say, like nonsense that, you know, like Democrats are talking about and the whole reparations thing. Like, I'm more than happy to say, like, that's a bunch of nonsense. You know, like, why are we even wasting our time on that? And like you said, there's people in my like, no, you shouldn't really say that because a lot of voters say this. And I'm like, man, screw up. They think this is nonsense. So I just need more people to stand up and just say, like, okay, this is some craziness now. Because this is hurting us.
Yeah.
This is hurting my car dealers in, you know, whatever town you're in Missouri.
Yeah.
They can talk all they want to.
Yeah.
But they got to start charging $3,000 more for a car. They're going to sell less cars, which means they're going to make less money.
Yeah.
Our town is going to make less in sales tax. This ain't good.
That's great, Alvin Reed. Thank you, buddy. Appreciate it. Have a good weekend.
Anytime. Anytime.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find a pro for your project at Angie.com.
You don't brag about your car's resale value until years later when it proves you made the right call. And Toyota makes that choice easy. For the sixth year in a row, Toyota was named the best resale value brand by Kelley Blue Book, with Camry, Tacoma, and 4Runner all earning best in class. Because when you buy a vehicle that's built to last, you drive away with value you can count on. Shop Toyota.com to learn more. Vehicles projected resale value and best resale value awards are specific to the 2026 model year. For more information, visit KellyBlueBooksKBB.com. Toyota, let's go places.
Imagine you finally have a free day out on the town. You're about to enjoy a nice lunch when you get the alert that a window's been broken at home and you're miles away. These are the wake-up calls that remind us, in 1 second, everything can change. ADT security systems are built for those moments. They help keep your home safer with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home or vulnerable when you're away. And with ADT, you won't. Their systems are professionally installed by trained technicians, so you can trust them to watch out for your home from day one. ADT has the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry, and the ADT Plus app lets you keep tabs on your home from anywhere you have service. You'll get the alerts that matter about your home safety. Don't wait to prepare your home for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com. That's ADT.com. Or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP. That's 1-800-ADT-ASAP. She's loved.
She might be dead. Where do you stand on the presidents?
Yeah.
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 I mean, they're so funny, though.
No, they are. That I give them credit for that. I like, because there are a lot of bands that maybe aren't as heavy as I like that do amuse me, like, in a good way. Like, maybe laugh like that one. I like them in that way.
Yeah.
There's good energy, too, right? I mean, they're not slow and dull and boring.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They play the bass.
What was the other big one that was the other big hit?
Peaches.
Yeah. This one was good. Yeah, there's another one, too. I feel like I'm missing one.
Oh, there's a few.
Yeah.
There's Cleveland Rocks.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I like them. They play two string guitars, a bass guitar, and a git bass, and they get all those sounds out of it. Yeah. Really cool.
No, they're fun. I like them.
Throwback Friday?
Yes, Flashback Friday. 250 years ago in 1775, Paul Revere began his famous ride from Charlestown to Lexington, Massachusetts, warning American colonists that the British are coming, the British were coming.
And I just read that that's not at all what he said.
What did he say?
Because it wouldn't have made sense, because
said, no
they
feet.
Were all British. Lion Pez, no feet. He would have said something like, the regulars are coming.
Mm.
You know?
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which and I thought was very interesting.
And then, I guess, so they didn't consider the, I guess they...
They considered they were all British.
Yeah, there wasn't early America yet as an entity.
Huh.
Yeah,
right.
Might have been the Redcoats.
Could be.
Yeah.
And then... many years later, the Beastie Boys sang about him.
What a fascinating time in history.
Must have been nuts.
Just nuts. Because I know this is a cliche, but it's so true. George Washington could be the biggest villain traitor in the history of Great Britain. Like, had he not succeeded, and they would have hung him and Ben Franklin and Thomas Paine and all these guys, we would just be saying, well, can you believe that failed experiment when we sent them over to the new land?
Man, did he mess everything
up. He messed everything up.
119 years ago in 1906, the Great San Francisco Earthquake struck at 5:13 a.m. It was estimated at 7.9 to 8.3 on the Richter scale and was followed by raging fires that took weeks to contain.
What year is that, Rich?
1906.
Can you imagine with the lack of information and the lack of technology, just what time in the morning, like in the wee hours?
Yes, gosh. 5 in the morning.
Nightmare.
102 years ago in 1923, the first game was played at Yankee Stadium, and the Yankees beat the Boston Red Sox 4-1. Babe Ruth hit the stadium's first home run, and two men were arrested for scalping tickets. One tried to sell his $1.10 ticket for $1.25.
Scalpers.
The other one is $1.50.
That's funny.
The house that Ruth built.
Yeah, that's cool. So where is that now? Have they... Is it still the same structure? Have they just improved it, or did they build a whole new stadium?
They built. It's a brand new stadium.
On the same spot, though?
I don't think so.
Huh.
I don't think so.
91 years ago in 1934, the first laundromat opened in Fort Worth, Texas.
I have a soft spot for laundromats.
Really? I don't.
I used to go a lot with my sister when I was little, and it was just, you know, picking out the detergent, getting like little snacks, getting a little Milky Way.
Yeah, those two stadiums are next to each other.
Okay.
It's like parking lot.
Oh, it's kind of sad.
Yeah.
70 years ago in 1955, super genius Albert Einstein died in Princeton, New Jersey. He was 76 years old.
Huh.
And 59 years ago in 1966, The Sound of Music won the Oscar for Best Picture. I always associate that movie with Easter for some reason. I don't know why. Maybe they used to play it on TV around Easter or something like that, but...
I associate that movie with naps.
I like that movie.
Didn't the Ten Commandments always play around Easter?
It plays on Palm Saturday.
Okay.
I guess that's what we're calling it.
Okay.
Day before Palm Sunday.
That was a big one. Mm-hmm. Oh, I love that. I still love that movie.
42 years ago in 1983, the Disney Channel began broadcasting. That's kind of wild that it's been around for that long.
Yeah.
And 19 years ago in 2006, Katie Holmes gave birth to Suri Cruz. That feels like 30 years ago for some reason. I don't know. It's one of those things that I guess I was pretty plugged in, or I was watching like Entertainment Tonight all the time back then, and I was like, Suri Cruz, Tom Cruise's baby. And now it's like, oh, she's 19 years old today.
So I think he was married to Mimi Rogers and then to Nicole Kidman, or was Nicole Kidman the last wife?
No, I think he was married to Katie Holmes.
Okay.
I think
they did get married. And 12 years ago in 2013, Rush, Hart, Donna Summer, Randy Newman, Public Enemy, and Quincy Jones were inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
I know how you feel about like R&B acts getting in, but would you go to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, again, I don't have a problem with anybody getting in. It's just I don't like that they called it the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Just give it a better name, and it's all fitting. I mean, I love Public Enemy. They are one of my all-time favorites, and I'm glad that they're being recognized, you know, that they were recognized as a great. It's just a weird definition to basically call every form of music rock and roll.
Yeah. Welcome back, guys. DGS. Happy Friday. 104.1 FM KMOX. We're having a little trouble with the technology today. What else is new? Dave Murray is going to join us by phone. Hello, Dave.
Yeah, I think I'm here.
Yeah, there you go. We got you. We got you.
All right.
Yeah, I thought for a minute we weren't going to have you at all, which is never good, but especially on a day and a weekend like we have coming up.
Right. So let's do a broad brush first, and then I'm going to try to get into some timing things here. Nothing has changed as far as, like, the amount of rain we'll see by late Sunday night, 2 to 3 inches, some spots 4 to 5 inches. There will be local flooding. There will be Merrimack River Basin flooding from all this. And basically, we just have to look at this as waves of rain and thunderstorms coming at us. It will not be raining all the time, but when it does, it's going to be really raining and raining quite hard. So scattered showers and thunderstorms tonight, Saturday night, Sunday, and into Sunday night. I think there's three main waves of action. One is tonight into Saturday morning. So thinking from about, it's starting to try to pull together right now, but thinking from 7, 8 o'clock tonight until 1 or 2 o'clock in the afternoon on Saturday, there will be some severe weather. There will be heavy rain at times. That's probably the biggest feature overnight. I do think a severe thunderstorm watch will go into effect here probably in the next hour or so. Then there's a break, and then number two is late Saturday night into early Sunday morning, thinking 10 p.m. to 8 to 9 a.m. on Sunday. So not the best news for the sunrise services. That I don't think is going to be severe. I think that's mainly a heavy rainmaker. Then the third event is Sunday evening into Sunday night, 5 p.m. to midnight, very heavy rains and a real strong shot of severe weather. Again, severe weather is not for everybody, but these storms have the possibility of being the strongest of this event. Again, this is Sunday evening into Sunday night, large hail, high winds, and possible tornadoes. That's kind of the same story that we'll see tonight, too, but not as much of a threat of tornadoes. But again, very heavy rain and some hail certainly possible as we go through the night. Very unsettled weekend, and of course, it's all gone by Monday.
Dave, if you had a daughter driving home from the middle of Kansas tonight, how bad would that be?
She's going to kind of drive into it. It's just trying to pull together right now. It's not like it's coming at us. It's going to develop over us. I think, when's she leaving?
Probably leaving Lawrence, Kansas around 7 p.m., 8 p.m.
She'll eventually catch up to it. But I think a good portion of the drive should probably be okay. But she will, once she gets towards Columbia, she's going to start to get into it.
Gotcha. Always seems to be weather between us and Lawrence. I guess that's really true. I mean, that's kind of the way it happens. So,
Yes.
And are we already sort of just below flood stage from a couple weeks ago?
Yeah, the Merrimack. But it's high, and that's where a lot of this water is going to end up going, is into that basin. The major rivers are still okay. We've had a lot of rain, but a lot of the rain has been St. Louis south, so it hasn't been to our north. It hasn't been coming down the major rivers, Missouri, Illinois, Mississippi. So my main concern is going to be the Merrimack River. Things like that. Also, the small streams and creeks are going to go up and down very quickly. They'll go up when we're in one of these waves. They'll go down when we get a big. We've had a lot of rain, as we all know. So the soil gets saturated.
Yeah, kind of losing Dave there. Headlines, Rach?
Yeah, Headlines is brought to you by Schnucks. Reward yourself daily with the Schnucks Rewards app. A new poll reveals a growing political divide among Americans under 30, with more young voters shifting towards the Republican Party. Gen Z's support played a crucial role in reelecting President Donald Trump last year, and the Yale Youth Poll found that voters aged 18 to 21 now favor Republicans by 11.7 points. Very interesting, because for the longest time we've been told that Gen Z especially is just super progressive.
Yeah.
And doesn't look like it.
Yeah. No, I've always, like with Nick and Phoebe, I said maybe get into the federal service in some way, maybe be a park ranger, because your generations are going to be so much more liberal and there'll be so many more government jobs. And that still may end up being true in 10 or 15 years, but it's certainly not true anymore.
Have you guys seen about Haley Joel Osment? He's back in the headlines these days. He was charged with possession of cocaine and disorderly conduct after some alleged public intoxication at a California ski resort. He was also caught on police body cam footage using some anti-Semitic slurs towards the police officers.
Yikes.
He says, "I'm absolutely horrified by my behavior. Had I known I used this disgraceful language, I would have spoken up sooner." And he says he was blacked out at the time.
Oh, man.
Sorry. Yes. I just never buy that.
What do you mean?
I don't buy it's the booze. I never do. It may be, does booze put thoughts in your head that don't otherwise exist?
No, I think that drugs and alcohol can definitely lower your inhibitions to where you do and say things you normally wouldn't.
Right.
But it doesn't initiate it.
Right.
It's there.
Right.
Yeah.
The IRS has 40% fewer workers this tax season. There's been a mass exodus from the IRS due to a combination of buyouts offered by the Trump administration and then widespread layoffs. So That was weird because during the Biden administration, it's like we're going to pump up the IRS and have all these new workers, mm-hmm. and now it's being reduced mm-hmm. by 40%.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't understand that one.
Well, can't investigate people when you don't have investigators.
Yeah, I would think they would want the money, though. I would think they would want them going after their enemies and going after just, John and Judy Smith and to get as much money in the coffers as possible. I would have thought the IRS would have been his best friend.
Sam's Club is making some big changes, including the elimination of checkout lanes. So they're not letting go employees over this. They're just going to use employees in a different capacity. But they're going to do a scan and go model where shoppers will use the Sam's Club app on their smartphone to select their purchases while they shop. Then they pass through a scanner as they exit, which will confirm their purchases and issue a charge.
Dave says, you think maybe kids are leaning Republican to rebel against the quote-unquote hippie generation who are now their professors?
No.
No?
No.
What do you think it is, if it's true?
Influencers. I think there's been a pretty good amount of information about that, especially young men are being influenced by guys like Andrew Tate and those, and that push is not necessarily quote-unquote, you know, pro-Republican, pro-conservative, pro-Trump, but it's very much... not liberal, right? It's very much aggressive and people have been kind of pushed into that direction. But I also think it can be normal things too, like you're just not happy with your circumstances. So who was the last president? Well, you're going to go against that. I mean, I think there's a lot that goes into it, but I wouldn't think it has anything to do with the people teaching you because, I mean, people have this weird thing like all these professors are out there preaching. I went to college, man. I never had one professor bring up any one thing, anything political in class ever. Like never. Just they taught you the thing that you were there to study, right? You're studying music or you're studying broadcasting. It was like, that's it.
Yeah, if they did with me, I wasn't smart enough to know they were doing it.
Yeah.
Like I wasn't there to learn.
I didn't go to a 4-year college, but I do think things are probably a little different now than they were in the 90s.
I would agree.
True. I mean, you know, my kid just finished college and is still doing the graduate studies things. And there are definitely there's definitely the influence. And I would say campuses are like that. Right. I mean, we see about all the protests. You see all these different things happening. I'm not sure that that's how things are being taught in classrooms where the subject is not related to politics or social studies or something along those lines. Like if you're studying architecture, your professor that's teaching you about physics and about mechanical engineering is not filling your head with any political thoughts. So just like anything else, I know it exists and I realize I understand the bias exists overall in the campus atmosphere. But I mean, to think that the vast majority of professors who aren't teaching things that relate to that are really making some effort is kind of odd.
I'm not saying this is what Dave was saying online, but do you think it's unfair to always assume that young people are rebelling when they take a position?
I think it's a fair start, right? I mean, what happens a lot with our presidential elections, right? There are people that are swing voters that are in the middle, and that's why we tend to sway back and forth. If it's not every 4 years, it's every 8 years. We tend to sway back and forth between parties, in part because there's always a population of people that are unhappy with the current set of circumstances. So you want something different than that, right? And look, a lot of young people are the ones living in that culture that we've talked about, whether you called it cancel culture or whatever, they're living in a lot of that internet, internet world, that social media world. And I would say it's probably as much a pushback on that as it is anything else.
This just kind of shows how far removed I am from the Star Wars universe nowadays. I had no idea this was happening, but actor Ryan Gosling is set to star in the next installment of the Star Wars franchise titled Star Wars Starfighter, which is scheduled to be released in May of 2027. It's going to be a standalone adventure set several years after The Rise of Skywalker. The announcement was made at the Star Wars Celebration event in Tokyo, Japan, where fans were treated to a sneak peek of the upcoming movie.
Yeah, they have some cool ideas. They made a lot of announcements. There's going to be another Rey movie. I don't know if they're calling that a continuation of these most recent three, but there's going to be another Rey movie. There's going to be a new trilogy also that follows the events of Rise of Skywalker. So it should be fun if they do it well, hopefully. Moving to the country, gonna
heal a lot. Welcome back, DGS 3. 50 coming up at the top of the hour. We're going to award the coveted Golden Cod for this year's DGS Catholic Fish Smackdown. I can tell you this. It came down to a tenth of a point.
Wow.
Yes.
That's pretty awesome. Close.
Tenth of a freaking point.
No feet, man.
No feet.
No feet.
Lion Pitts. This thing's going to catch on.
What if you heard some kid say that like next week?
I'm gonna have Phoebe take that back to KU.
No feet.
Lion Pez, man.
No feet.
No feet. Where would you guys say is your happy place? For example, I have lots of happy places, but my happy place is in the mountains. At my place that my buddy owns and he lets me use, and just the running blue white water and the chill, and there's no air conditioners in any of the units because it never gets that hot. That's my happy place. How about you guys?
I quite like the Lake of the Ozarks. Been going there the last couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
It's quite nice down there.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful.
Yeah.
I bet it's fun. So much different than the last. I haven't been down there. I bet I've been there once in 25 years.
I bet it's not. I mean, yeah. It's pretty old-fashioned down there. It's pretty chill. I mean, I don't think they change a whole lot.
I mean, I it's not like a specific place in Grafton, but just like being on the River Road, being on the river like that makes me extremely happy. And I just like looking out over it. And sometimes when I'm like driving home from my mom's or whatever, I'll pull over and just take some pictures of everything that's going on because it just makes me really happy.
Did you guys go out on the river much?
No. So in 93, no, not necessarily that. We just, my mom is always like, oh, I would never swim in the Mississippi. I saw what went into it during the big flood. So like,
yeah, Kim smart.
Yeah.
Yeah. One time, one of my first girlfriends, their family had a river house, and it was a real river house. I'm talking just like kind of like a shack, and they had a speedboat or bass boat, whatever you want to call it, and we would go up a river a couple of miles and then inner tube down. And I met her through her younger brother, who's a year younger than me, and he was kind of a jackass, you know, like younger brothers will be. And so I was on my tube, get this, wheels, and all of a sudden her brother swims underneath me and hits my leg so hard it almost knocks me out of my inner tube, which made me infuriated because I wasn't a strong swimmer and it's the Mississippi River. And so I come up, get solidly on my inner tube again, and start yelling at him. He's on an inner tube. It was a fish.
He got fished.
That's
a big fish.
Brother-in-law sized fish.
Man.
Yeah, right?
Fish.
It had to be.
Shark, maybe?
I mean, it had to be a catfish.
Yeah.
And my dad, I remember this so well. My dad was a union carpenter, and he was working on the dam, the Lock and Dam. And he said that guys would go down there, divers, to weld or to do whatever, and would come up terrified because the catfish would get right there where the dam is because all the food would collect down there, and they would just eat and eat and eat and grow and grow and grow.
River monsters.
River monsters.
Yeah.
For 2026, Toyota is the best resale value brand according to Kelley Blue Book. With the Tacoma, Tundra, and 4Runner named the top three for resale value above all vehicles by KBB. And with special financing available at your local Toyota dealer, you can enjoy affordability today. While great resale value can mean thousands more in your pocket when it's time to sell or trade in. Shop Toyota.com to find out more. Vehicles projected resale value is specific to the 2026 model year. For more information, visit Kelley Blue Book's KBB.com. Toyota, let's go places.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Odyssey celebrates Father's Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
The pressure on data centers has never been greater. Whether you're expanding capacity, supporting AI workloads, or building new facilities, Graybar works alongside you with the solutions, specialists, and logistics expertise you need today. We help you power performance every step of the way, so your operation is ready now. Yep, Graybar does that.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.